welcome back to the Unwired program. We're talking about online advertising. Rama Shikaki, Alexander McNabb, and we also have Professor John Granger here from the Murdoch University in Dubai. Now, we're going to welcome to the conversation Ari Kesesoglu, the Managing Director of Middle East North Africa for Google. Ari, thanks for being there.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on. Now, look, we've been talking about advertising, online advertising, and, you know, Google is at the forefront of the online kind of market. But when it comes to the MENA region's online advertising industry, how do you think it stacks up on the international platform?
Sure. So the one thing that I see in online advertising that, you know, summarizes MENA is growth. Okay, so if I look at the industry, last year it was about $170 million, the online advertising, and that makes a growth of roughly 40% year-over-year growth, right? And now if you think of how the advertising industry at large is growing, which is almost flat, you know, it shows us that a lot of businesses are actually using the benefits that the online advertising is offering to them. And so it's growing fast, and there is no reason for this slowdown.
Ari, is it growing fast enough? It's Alexander.
it's never enough. Yeah, we could always do with more. Just to put it into perspective, globally, online advertising growth rates are much lower. Right? To be fair, it's growing from a smaller base. Right. But I would say the growth rates that we are seeing is in line with similar markets at their comparable stages. Like, for example, Turkey or Poland 4 years ago, right? So we have seen the growth rates that were very, very similar to that. So I would say we are ballpark on a normal path.
So, I mean, as Google, one of your key things is that your advertising is based on search, is based on people's behavior. Do you find that companies in the Middle East are yet aware enough of search and SEO, search engine optimization? Is that awareness out there, or are companies still at the bottom of a very steep learning curve?
Especially in the last 2 years, I myself have observed what I would call the start of a big growth phase. In number of advertisers that are benefiting from search. And, you know, the main idea of search is that it's very return on investment focused. Right? So for a small business and for a large business, it makes a lot of sense. It's very measurable, and it's very, you can target, you know, the users, right, so one at a time, because we know exactly what they're looking for. So you can match your ads against it. Now, once the companies start using this, they see the benefits in their profits, in their revenues, and they keep going. So there has been an uptake, but I have to say that MENA is a very large region, right? So the number of SMBs in Middle East, North Africa, according to external numbers, it ranges anywhere between 5 million to 10 million. Now, are these all advertising online? Definitely not. It's not even close, because just 10% have websites. So am I happy with the growth that we are seeing, with more and more businesses taking the opportunity? Definitely. But we have a lot more ground to cover.
But if you talk to the ad industry, they tell you that the eyeballs aren't online, that the outdoor is still the major place to catch people, that TV is still a major place to catch people. Are you finding resistance from the advertising industry to the whole idea of moving money online?
If you look at the number of online people in Middle East, North Africa, there are roughly 85 million people online as of last year. And again, similar to the advertising growth rate, this is also growing at a rate of 40%. Now, if you do the math, first, you have a large number of people online, and there are 2 million new people meeting the internet every single month, okay? And so I would say, I actually can argue with data to the point that, you know, the eyeballs are not online, because people are, and they're looking for content online and they can make use of they will definitely reward the companies for advertising online.
One of the things I constantly hear at digital conferences, it's usually Yahoo complaining, is that the money isn't moving fast enough and people don't seem to get it. And it always strikes me that the online world talks in terms of numbers, but never actually talks in terms of the emotion which magazines seem to have with people. That there's no emotional appeal, it's just pure cold numbers. Do you think data's enough?
That is a great point. Actually, look, Google itself, I can't talk for the other companies, but I can talk for Google. Google itself is based on a research project, right? So Larry and Sergey are founders. They started this as a PhD thesis, and then they turned it into a company. And this is in our culture, right? So data, because we are a science-based company, data is in the core of everything that we do. So it's pretty normal that we almost always talk about data. Now, if you look at the past growth of Google, as a company globally, especially in the more developed markets, I think this approach I can comfortably say that this approach is working for both the online industry and also the companies for advertising online, right? So I'm not ashamed of saying that we are a data-oriented and data-based company, though that obviously, advertising is science and an art. And I have to admit we can do probably better on the art side of it. Though, again, I want to emphasize this, I'm not ashamed to say that we're a science-based company, right?
And as a science-based company, I mean, you've occasionally had some interesting reactions to your use of human data in your science. I mean, where do you think Google's having a huge campaign about privacy and privacy online. Where do you think it's acceptable nowadays to draw the line between what we share and what you use in order to profile us?
The answer to this, I think, is to give the control of what they have to the users. Okay, now let's say a user has some information that they want to share online. Now, they should be able to do that, but if at some point they want to no longer do that, they should be able to stop it. And at Google, we're working really hard with this, right? We have a project that is called, Google Dashboard, which gives, all of the users almost every data that we have on them, and they can decide what to do with it. They can delete it. They can keep it online, or they can download it and then go to somewhere else with their data. And we really think that this is the ultimate answer to the privacy issues. Give the control of their data to the user for the actual owners of that.
This is John. Can I just ask you a question about the differences between MENA and the rest of the world and growth rates? Is it perhaps a function of the young age or relatively younger age of the population in MENA region compared to, say, Australia, where there's it's an aging population, and the younger people obviously are living within the internet as opposed to older people who sort of survive as digital immigrants?
Can you clarify your question a bit? So is your question on whether the fact that the population here is young helping the growth of online markets?
Yes. The age of the population, what effect do demographics have on the growth within the MENA region compared to the rest of the world?
So a typical impact of having a young population, which is definitely the case in MENA with almost 50% of the population being below 25, is that, people are very technology adept, right? So you give someone, below 25 a smartphone, and, within a couple of minutes, they know what to do, yeah? You can notice this with your own, children, with your own cousins and nephews and so forth. Now, and what we see as an impact of this is pretty high usage and growth of usage of products that we launch in MENA. So, for example, and the rise of social networking in MENA, we see that in our YouTube numbers especially, is phenomenal. And this is because people, when you give them something new, they're very, very, they can adapt it pretty fast. Now, it starts, and everything starts with the user, okay? So first, we have users online. First, we have users use our product. And then the economy part of it, the monetization part of it, comes only after that. Right? So to that effect, I can agree with the statement that the fact that the population here is young is helping the growth of the internet, both the usage side of it and the economy side of it in the Middle East and North Africa.
Mm-hmm. Ari, hi, it's Desley here. I just wanted to ask you, we had a couple of Twitter fans tweeting questions for you, and one of the questions was, I know it's not to do with online advertising, but what are the plans for Google here in the region to do more training? Now, you recently held a training event a week or so ago. Are you planning to do any more?
Actually, we're pretty big on training. I think this is my motto, there's always more to do, right? And we have, let me tell you a couple of things that that we did. First of all, we held something that we called G-Days in a couple of countries, in Jordan, in Egypt, in UAE, in Saudi Arabia, and in Morocco. And this is purely us sharing with people what we know. We invite developers, and typically in the event in Egypt especially, we have had more than 3,000 developers, you know, show up, and in total, and we tell them about the latest trends that we know of, and then we get feedback from them on how we should actually shape our products here in the region. So we are pretty big on training. This is on the developer and on the ecosystem side, and then we do the same thing on the media side and on various other industries. We basically tell people what the best practices are in different usages of online products. Mm-hmm. And last, we do this obviously on the advertising side, so we train advertisers both, you know, in mass events and also in more specialized events. And we keep doing that. Now, I think this is really important for a region like Middle East, North Africa, where things are, I would say, at the early to you know, medium phases, right? So because the more we train users, the more we train the advertisers, the more the industry is going to grow faster.
Mm-hmm. Ari, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us and participating in our advertising, online advertising conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.